I've got the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, fourth season as Pacers head coach. He has led them to the playoffs three straight years. Indiana currently in second in the Central. They're at home against Orlando tomorrow night. Their head coach is Nate McMillan. Nate, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good, Nate. Good to visit. So you beat Brooklyn on Monday night. It's a game where Aaron Holiday had 24 and 13 assists. Justin Holiday, Nate, had 20 points. From the outside, it was pretty cool to see a pair of brothers go for 20 on the same team. What did you make of the way they delivered?
On the inside, it was good to see some brothers go for 20.
Right.
I mean, they both, it just showed, Aaron is showing a lot of growth. He's getting an opportunity to play this season. And, you know, he's really showing a lot of growth. He's had to start the last couple games for us because Malcolm has been out. But he was starting at the two-guard position in place of Jeremy Lamb with Malcolm. And he's just showing some growth. He's showing maturity the more time that he gets out on the floor. And certainly Justin is a veteran who's been in the league for a while, who brings that experience. We had to start both of those guys because of our backcourt being out. And, you know, I think, you know, with Justin being out there with Aaron, it certainly give him some comfort having his older brother out there with him.
Yeah, it's cool to see from the outside. What an absurd family that is, the Holiday family. Nate McMillan joining us. So, Nate, you laid that out. I mean, you've been without Malcolm Brogdon. You've been without Jeremy Lamb. You've got a break between games before you face Orlando tomorrow. I'm guessing that if you've had eight different guys combine to miss 51 games, Nate, that the rest really is valuable. How have you gone about using this time?
Well, we really needed this time. We took a couple of days off to allow you know, not only the guys who were playing to get some rest and a break, but the guys who we had some guys with some tweaks that needed some time off. Some of our guys are still recovering. We're hoping to get a couple of those guys back tomorrow night against Orlando. But this break was needed, much needed for us at this time.
We're talking to Nate McMillan. Nate, let me ask you about Domantas Sabonis. He had 16 and 18 in the win over Brooklyn. He's had eight straight double-doubles, and they're not cheap ones either. He's averaging 17 points and 16 boards this month. You and I have talked about him in the past and his growth as a player, but he seems to get better and better and better. What makes him so special as a player?
Well, he just establishes our style of play. You know, we want to play a physical style on both ends of the floor. You know, defensively, you know, making people feel us. We certainly need his rebounding. You know, rebounding has been an emphasis the last couple of years, and he has been the one guy that has really helped us rebound. You know, rebound the basketball, but you know, he can't do it by himself. But he establishes that for us. With Miles being out, he's been playing really the solo big out there for the last few games, and he's been doing a nice job of defending the basket, rebounding the ball, and initiating a lot of our offense on the offensive end of the floor. Again, without Malcolm being out there, you know, we've had a lot of new faces with Aaron Holiday, Justin Holiday, T.J. Warren, you know, Jakar Sampson, and T.J. Leaf, a lot of new faces in our starting lineup. And Domas is that one guy that has been able to help us settle everybody down, establish the style that we want to play on the defensive end of the floor, as well as the offensive end of the floor. And as you mentioned, he just continues to grow and get more confident out there playing.
We're talking to Pacers head basketball coach Nate McMillan. Nate, you mentioned Miles Turner. He's a member of Team USA, or was, at the World Cup this year. And even though you were not on the staff at that time, I know you paid really close attention. For example, as you pointed out, you didn't see him post up one time at the World Cup. So what's that tell you about how much his game has changed?
It's just the style of play, you know, that NBA is going to, even in the World Cup and the Olympics. It's more of a spread style of basketball that has been played in the NBA. The post-up game, the game is, you know, used to be played from the inside out where you post your bigs. The game is now played from the outside in where you are spreading the defense and trying to attack the rim or get, you know, three-point attempts in. With the national team, you know, his role was to screen and roll to the basket to try to collapse that defense. And if they collapse the defense, then they would hit him with the three-point shots from the perimeter. So I thought it was good for him to play with the national team. You know, I spent 7 years with Coach K, you know, working with that staff. And each year we felt like the guys was much better when they went into their NBA season. And I felt, you know, Miles would get that experience, that opportunity to play in that competition, and it would help him mature. And I really felt that it did. You know, he came in more of a vocal leader, you know, communicating with his team. He has an understanding of what we want to do this season. You know, a lot of the guys that he came in with are now gone. So he understands what needs to be done as far as being that leader on the team. And he's showing maturity.
We're talking to Nate McMillan, and we'll do so for a few more moments. I appreciate those thoughts, Nate. What about Victor Oladipo? He went through a full-court practice yesterday and was able to get up and down the court live with you for the first time since tearing that quad tendon. How did he look to you, and how do you go about handling his return?
He's doing good. You know, he's working extremely hard. He's been working all summer long on, you know, getting himself back and being as strong as he possibly can. Yesterday was his first practice where we didn't have to control the scrimmage. We pretty much went up and down for about 30 minutes, and he was able to play, you know, live contact for about 30 minutes. For the past month or so, what he has been doing is playing half-court basketball, 5-on-5, but he's been playing in the half-court, nothing full-court, and he has had to go every other day. So he's, you know, spent some time with our G League team a week ago to try to get some full court play. And his first time with us going full court was yesterday. And, you know, it did good. You know, it was good to see him out there. He's still a ways away, but it was good to see him out there, you know, going full court with the guys again.
So, Nate, one last thought about that before I let you go, because I think the fans don't really identify or don't even take the time to think about this. When you deal with a player, I mean any player, but certainly one as special as Oladipo, who suffered that kind of an injury, how much of that rehab process is about the physical side of recovery, and then how much of that is about the mental and psychological side?
I would say it's 50-50. I mean, the mental part of it is just as important as the physical part of it. And, you know, he has hit this, I mean, going 100%. We've had to really back him off of his workouts. You know, he has a trainer, and he's working with our trainers, you know, rehabbing and getting himself back together. But Victor has taken this, and it's really motivated him to come back, you know, if possible, better than he was. And I've watched him over the summer, you know, going through his rehab and his workouts, and he has been and he still is hitting it really hard, trying to come back strong. He really looks good. He hasn't had any setbacks, you know, since you know, he's been working out throughout the summer and with the team, and I really feel he's going to come back and be, you know, just as good as he was before he left. But we have to be patient, and we have to, you know, follow the doctor's orders and the trainers and everything. But I think he's going to be fine when he comes back.
It's good. Again, he is in his fourth season as head coach of the Indiana Pacers, led them to the postseason 3 straight years. They're in second in the Central. They're in action at home tomorrow against Orlando. Nate McMillan, my guest. Nate, so good to have you back. You know, I appreciate you, and it's always good to have you on the show. Nate, thanks so much.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Nate. Always look forward to it. Nate McMillan.